You know him from the Smiley Morning Show.
Now he's got his own show. Radio Theology is on ZPL.
If you think I'm going to take care of my own backside, you're in for a big surprise.
Wrapped up in a bag and bound and over the head of the mirror.
I'm like, I don't know where I'm going to sleep tonight. I don't know what flight I'm supposed to be on. I just need an adult.
So you couldn't get to your travel destination and sit on the beach in tan all week.
Woo! I'm working really hard not to pee here, guys.
Oh. You just picked up a poop nugget.
With your foot.
You guys gotta taste these Jimmy Chums.
You can see me. Speak to me.
Yeah, that when a mommy loves a daddy, they hug in a special way.
Sure, if you want me to. I'm here for 2 years, by the way.
Is someone sauteing onions?
Here's Pub Pastor Darren.
Good morning, Indianapolis.
And the surrounding areas. I mean, wherever you're at.
Right.
In the suburban
right.
land or other small town land. Did you pick up this signal? It's Radio Theology right here on 99.5 ZPL, your weekly dose of faith, hope, love, and music. Hope you're having a great morning. Man, it's a good day, Ryan.
It's beautiful out. It's a good day to be alive, as my football coach in high school would say when we were hating life.
It's, like, it's a great day to be alive. Actually, coach, I hate you. Anyway, yeah, it's a Sunday. We're here.
Yay.
Welcome back to Radio Theology. Yes, it's us. It's I'm your host, Darren Earlywine, as always. Here with Ryan Allwer.
Hey, friends.
Used to be in Straight No Chaser, sang all over the world.
That's right.
Now he runs Young Life, a great ministry helping out teens here in the Hamilton County area.
Yeah.
We got producer Katie.
Hey.
This is her first real big-time job since college.
Yes.
Yep.
She's a youngin'.
And this is what they gave me.
They grow up so fast.
She's stuck with us. And the voice you won't hear today is our other faithful co-host, Lisa Graft.
Yes.
She's at home right now, keeping a baby alive.
That's right. A brand new baby, baby Cal. He's a couple weeks old, and she's got a two-year-old and a husband also to take care of. So her hands are full.
Wow.
We miss you. We love you, Lisa. Come back soon.
It's true. It's true.
This is Radio Theology with Pub Pastor Darren on 99.5 ZPL.
Welcome back, Radio Theology, right here on 99.5 ZPL. We're talking Father's Day because it's next week, Rhino.
Yeah, it is. And I hope all you moms are listening out there.
Yeah, they got to step their game up. Later today, we're going to share some stats about how less dads get gypped on Father's Day. Before the last break there, Ryan, we teased it, just shared a little of the audio of a meltdown that your daughter Olivia had last week.
God
love her. Take us back to that moment and how you wanted to stop.
All right, so we're leaving church at Mercy Road there in Carmel, and they have donut holes. And, you know, Olivia gets a couple donuts on the way out, but she complains. She says, my donut's too big. She's 2 years old. It's a bigger donut. So Lauren, my awesome, beautiful wife, just takes the donut and casually, without Olivia seeing, just tosses it in the trash.
See, that is a patented parental move.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a parent, you know that move.
Yeah.
Something happens, your kid's freaking out about something. A slight distraction with one hand, as with whatever it is, goes straight in the trash.
It's like a Houdini move.
It is.
It's just like, look over there while I throw this away.
It doesn't exist. You didn't see it.
So then
we're out of your breath in that. There's a silent prayer of, I hope they forget this exists.
Right.
Please don't remember.
So we're getting
into
the parking lot. And she's like, she's starting to melt down already because it's getting to that point where it's nap time. And she's like, I don't want to get in the car. And Lauren, another mom move, a great mom move. She's like, okay, well, then we'll just see you. We'll see you later. We're just going to leave you here. And that was enough motivation to get her into the car.
Yeah.
Okay. Then she gets settled. And then she's like, hey, where's my donut? I want my donut.
Uh-huh.
She realizes I used to have a donut and I still want one and it's not here. So we explain, well, remember, your donut was too big, and so we put the donut bye-bye, and then this happened.
No.
So she just melts down.
So follow us into Ryan's car, because what you guys did was another great parental moment.
Thanks, man.
Is when your kid's melting down, just start rolling some video and audio on it to make sure you can make fun of your kid later in life.
It's the beauty of technology, really.
Yeah.
So we can show it at her, you know, high school graduation open house.
Let's join Ryan, Lauren, and little Olivia in their car riding home from church on Sunday.
Don't talk at me.
Don't talk at you?
Don't talk at me.
Why don't we go have lunch and then a nap? Okay?
No, I don't want to take a nap.
I think you need to take a nap.
No.
Guess what, Olivia? Guess what?
Are you tired?
I'm not tired.
Guess what?
No, I'm not.
Mommy and I love you very much.
No, don't leave me.
We're not going to leave you. I said we love you.
We love you very much.
Don't leave me.
We're not going to leave you.
We're
don't
not.
Worry.
We're going to. We love you forever.
No, I need to leave me.
Are you tired, honey?
I need Giraffe.
You need Giraffe. We'll get Giraffe at home, I promise.
No, I'm Giraffe.
Guess where we're going? We're going home to get Giraffe.
No, I'm going to get my donut. My donut.
Yeah, so my favorite part of that is when we go, hey, guess what, Olivia? We love you. And she's like, don't leave me. Like, no, he said love. But at that point, nothing can get into her head.
No.
And here's a thought I had a little bit later,
yeah.
Okay? I don't remember the last time I melted down like that.
Yeah.
But being a parent, I've learned a lot more about patience, especially with a two-year-old and a little four-month-old baby.
Oh, yeah.
Who, side note, is a rock star. Gus, our son, just sleeps and eats. That's all he does. So he's pretty chill. His older sister, though, can be borderline psychotic, okay? She goes from the world is a happy place and I just want to watch Care Bears to the world is ending and no one else knows it except me.
Yes.
But I've realized, I think, in my spiritual journey that I can be like Olivia. And I'd like to think, I mean, I'm trying to learn patience at 35 and I'm not that good at it.
Yeah.
God is super patient with me, and I'm just wondering what I must sound like my complaints to him. Like, as she's screaming about a donut, I'm like, I wonder what I must sound like to God at some points.
Yeah.
You know, just like, give me my donut. Just help me understand what I'm doing with my life. And he's just like, hey, man, it's going to be okay.
It's okay,
Ryan. It's okay.
I just threw your donut away. It's no big deal.
Right, yeah. The donut wasn't good for you anyway.
You think when you're having like a freak out to God, you think he grabs his like big God iPhone and rolls a little bit of audio on it?
Honestly, man, part of me, like, when hopefully one day, like, Jesus and I will just be in like the big living room in heaven and just be like, hey, man, pull up that scene from when you were 35 in the car with your daughter.
Yeah.
Let's look at that just for all eternity.
Check out the highlight reel.
Yeah.
I love it.
No, it's weird. Like, part of me just kind of wants to see little snippets and scenes of my life.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Who knows if that'll happen?
I would love it. He's sitting back there. Hey, Ryan, remember when you were 16, that girl broke up with you and you freaked out?
Yeah.
You told me I didn't love you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Just check that back out.
All you did was listen to John Denver and Journey for a week. You're crying in your room. Yeah, let's pull that up. No.
Oh, I am glad that God has a lot of grace and a lot of patience.
This is Radio Theology with Pub Pastor Darren on 99.5 ZPL.
Welcome back. It is Sunday morning. You are riding along with Radio Theology here on 99.5 ZPL. We're having a great time this morning. I hope you are. Pastor Darren here with Ryan and producer Katie. Lisa, our faithful shotgun co-host, is at home keeping a baby alive.
Yeah, a little baby cow was born 2 weeks ago, so and she's cute. Got a two-year-old and a husband to take care of,
goodness
too.
Gracious.
Lisa, we love you. We miss you. Come on back soon, but take care of that baby first.
Yes, and if you guys have realized, you probably have because we play commercials all the time because we don't want you to miss it, is we got a big, big concert coming up here with ZPL.
Mm. It's huge. Mm-hmm.
It's gargantuan.
Monstrous.
The biggest of the year.
No, not monstrous.
It is a giga concert.
Wow. You just beat me. You're a walking thesaurus this morning.
Saying stuff.
Tell me about the birthday bash,
birthday
Darren.
Birthday bash. Oh, my gosh. We got like half of One Direction's going to be there.
Yeah, actually half.
Niall, Liam. Uh-huh. We got Flo Rida. Mm-hmm. We got James Arthur.
Yeah.
We got Aaron Carter. And we've got a guest we haven't even told you about.
Yeah.
You forgot Fifth Harmony.
Fifth Harmony.
That's right.
And a surprise guest. Listen, it's going to be amazing. You got to get your tickets. It's selling out. It's going to be a sold out deal. You got to go to all the Ticketmaster, search for it. You'll get tickets. And then next week, this is cool. We're doing some of our ticket stops.
Yeah.
We'll announce it on air where we're going to be. You can come win tickets. And so be listening all next week for the ticket stops. But we figured that, you know, Ryan, you and I should just see how well do we know our birthday bash artists.
I like that idea. You know, we're in our mid-30s. Uh-huh. We've been around music for a while. We would both consider ourselves creative types.
Yeah.
And I would say pretty handsome as well, which has nothing to do with this game.
The hair game is strong.
Oh, man. Wow. Likewise, brother. Real recognizes real. You know, so we're going to do a little trivia game here. And, you know, we got to put something on the line.
We do?
I think we need to.
Okay.
Maybe, how about, where do you like to have breakfast?
Mm.
Besides your home.
Besides my home, I like another broken egg just down the way here.
Yes. Ooh. Okay. All right. So if you win, I'm going to buy you breakfast for one at another broken egg.
Nice.
And I'll go with you all by himself.
All right.
And if I win, you're going to take me to the Roost in Fishers because that's my jam.
That's your jam there.
Okay?
It's decided.
Right. So it's a bro date.
I like it.
We both win even if one of us loses.
This is very true.
All right.
Katie had a stupid idea that maybe whoever lost us was going to wear a romp hem.
Well, I thought
birthday
it was hilarious.
Bash.
Oh, yeah, those romp hems.
Not happening.
Yeah. I know what you're getting for Christmas.
Let's get into this birthday bash trivia here. Katie, what do you got for us?
Okay, so would you like to do trivia questions first, or would you like to do match that quote first?
I'm feeling match that quote.
Yeah, I was feeling that, too.
So it's very much similar to what we did with Jesus or Jesus when Dave was on our show in March, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm going to say a quote, and you say which of our birthday bash artists this quote is from.
Okay, great.
Do we have to buzz in?
Yes.
With our name?
You can just scream if you want.
Okay. I have a little bell.
Do you now?
I'm going to use that.
All right, go for it.
All right, you use whatever
Play
you
along
need.
With this in your car right now. See if you know our birthday bash artist. It's happening June 23rd, Friday night. Don't miss it. Get your tickets on Ticketmaster. Right here on Radio Theology, Birthday Bash Artist Trivia.
Yep, and I narrowed it down to four of our artists since there's so many.
Bless you.
Is it Aaron Carter? Is it Liam Payne? Is it Flo Rida? Or is it Niall Horan? Okay.
All right,
you ready?
Yes.
I've had my run-in with trouble. Fortunately, you know, one slap on the hand is usually the last for me.
Darren.
Yes.
I'm going to go with that's one of the direction, the one of the One Direction dudes.
Which one?
Chaps. I'm going to go with that's... Niall.
That is incorrect. Aaron. Aaron. Ryan?
Yes. Was it Aaron Carter?
Yes.
Yeah, because you said Aaron there.
Oops.
And also he and his brother Nick from Backstreet Boys. Side note, Millennium was a solid album in 99. When
didn't Aaron...
They're kind of bad boys.
We're not going to pull up his dirty laundry.
He was I Want Candy guy.
Yes.
Oh.
But he's on the straight and narrow now.
Yes, he is.
And he's going to be here on the 23rd for birthday.
So I think it's 1-0,
and
I can taste the bacon at the roost already.
Keep going, Katie.
I've always known, before I had a record deal, that the thing is to go out and put on a show. I've been doing that from day one.
There. Oh, dang it.
Ryan.
I'm going to go with Florida.
You would be correct.
Mm-hmm. Florida's not going to be at the show, Ryan.
I'm sorry, what?
Flo.
It's Flo Rida. You said it wrong. I get the point.
Oh, okay. Oh. It's Flo Rida. Ah, it's a play on words. He's from Florida, but he calls himself. Okay, so it's 2-0.
All right.
Wow, man, victory. All right.
When I think about it, I do start to worry about the whole social media thing. If it does make me uncomfortable, it does. Kids should be out, living their lives, getting out, and enjoying themselves.
Darren. Listen, the bell, it's too quick. I'm saying the sonic waves of the bell.
All right, I'll
just
give this
beat
to you.
My voice.
I'll give this to you. You are at a disadvantage because you're down by two. Go ahead.
Yes. Who is it?
That is.
You don't even know his name.
Horan. Niall. It's Niall.
That is incorrect.
No.
Dang it.
No, I'm going to go with the other one, Liam.
You'd be correct.
Yep.
Did you give him the answers before we played
no,
this game?
I like this bell.
Listen, if
you know a lot
you're
about
listening
One Direction?
Radio,
I don't. I knew in my brain when you were talking about it.
This is Radio Theology with Pub Pastor Darren on 99.5 ZPL.
Listen, faithful ZPL listener, I hope you are as confused as I am, or maybe you're like Ryan and you knew our birthday bash artist and you're just rolling. But I'm not. Ryan's getting breakfast. How many does he need to win here, Katie?
I have 1, 2, 3. Four more, so you can still win.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
I don't know how you're going to, because it's 3-0. You got to get all of these,
which you won't. I believe in you.
I agree. I believe in myself.
Let's do this.
I'd rather be called a boy and play with paper airplanes than be called a man and play with a girl's heart.
I can't even buzz in because I'm so confused by what he just said. But Darren, I just buzzed in.
Okay. Yes.
That's Aaron Carter.
Incorrect.
Dang it.
I'm going to go with Niall Horan from One Direction.
You'd be correct.
Yeah.
This is garbage.
Yeah, wow, I'm doing amazing at this.
There's no way.
You know,
all
who
right,
I, you know,
I'll give you a redemption one. Okay. If you get this one right, you win.
All right.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
He gets one question?
He's got nothing.
Yeah, he really doesn't.
All right, you ready?
This is just pathetic.
Hey, listen, don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. Who said that?
That was LL Cool J.
Correct.
Yeah, come on.
Well, you're really good at this
game. Yeah, I know.
You ready?
Yes.
I'm not the only one in the studio a lot of times, so I have my boys in there, and they'll tell me and give me suggestions about what they think. Can you get this?
By saying boys, I want to say that it's maybe Flo Rida. However, something's telling me to go with Aaron Carter.
You were right the first time.
Dang it!
Hey, can I buzz in?
Yes.
Is it Flo Rida?
You would be correct.
Yep, thank you.
You know
Ryan,
what?
How does it feel to win?
It feels not just to win, but to decimate my opponent.
We should stop playing
very
this
good.
Stupid games
I
on
think
our
I
show.
Won, I won 6-0? Was it 6?
5-0.
5-0, and
listen,
Darren has
let's move
zero.
On. There's got to be another segment we can do where I'm not losing.
It's called Take Ryan to the Roost for Breakfast and talk about how much he destroyed you.
All right.
Wow, that was fun.
That was great.
We should do that more often.
I'm taking Orion to breakfast. That was garbage. Anyway, what won't be garbage is seeing all those people perform live for you on June 23rd at ZPL's Birthday Bash. Go get your tickets on Ticketmaster or come see us at the Ticket Stops this coming week. Listen all week. Find out where we're going to be, win your free tickets, and maybe you'll know more about these artists than I obviously do. Yeah. This is Radio Theology on 99.5 ZPL.
This is Radio Theology with Pub Pastor Darren on 99.5 ZPL.
Good morning. It's Sunday morning. Welcome back to Radio Theology.
We're back.
I hope you're having a great day.
I know I am.
I am. Anyway, hey, you know what? Every week we do a segment called Ask a Pastor.
Yeah.
And the whole idea behind this, we started talking as, you know, as a team, is like a lot of times you go to church totally lost.
Right. Right?
Mm-hmm. Or you have questions that like, hey, I got a real question, but I'm afraid if I ask this question, somebody's going to think, you know, bad of me or like judge me.
Yeah.
So we said, listen, let's create a no shame, no judgment zone.
Yep.
You guys can tweet us or you can email us or you can call in, whatever you want to do. A question, and I'm actually a real pastor.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you didn't get it out of some like fortune cookie.
No,
like,
I actually went to college and really got, like, became a real deal pastor.
You've got the paperwork.
I got the paperwork, everything.
Yeah, you can do weddings and everything.
Everything. I can marry you and bury you, let's be honest.
Wow.
Wow.
But we created this segment called Ask a Pastor, and let's jump into it.
Have you ever been in church and had a moment like, I'm confused?
Wait, what did he just say?
I can't hear him.
I think I'm a little lost.
Where are we? Now's your chance. Ask a real pastor real questions. Ask a Pastor. This one comes to us on our Facebook page, and this one is for you, Pastor Darren. Why does God keep letting bad things happen in our world, like suicide bombings and recent terrorist attacks? If he's a good God, then how come all the senseless tragedies keep happening?
Wow, that is a good question.
Wow. What?
That's a how deep about, question. There's a lot in there.
I was going to say, man, that's a deep one. How about just, you know, why is the sky blue? Let's start there with something easy.
Does my dog go to heaven?
Yeah. You know what? That is a tough question. And I think, you know, if you've been paying attention to culture and the news recently, I mean, there has been a lot. I mean, there was the bombing over Manchester at the Ariana Grande concert.
Yeah, horrible.
The attacks in London. There's just been a lot. And honestly, you know, you know, Ryan, we were talking this week that it feels like this is a, you know, every couple month type reality.
Yeah, it seems that, you know, in a world where we're just scrolling timelines, that kind of the intensity and the depth of tragedy can kind of escape us, and we can just kind of swipe right past it, you know? But these are real lives and real people being affected by it, and it does seem like it's happening more and more often, which is extremely unfortunate.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a tough one to navigate. It's a great question.
It's a great question. You know, and I think, you know, if you've never asked this question, I think as Katie read that, I know that as a listener, you've probably felt it before, right? Like all these things happen. And if people say God is so good, then why does he keep allowing these things to happen? And I think there's a couple assumptions that I want to just unpack real quick about this is one of the things that we're assuming or that's being assumed in this question, and stick with me if I don't know if you like philosophy, but I'm going to dip into it real quick.
Go ahead.
Is by saying like that if there's if God is good, then why do these bad things happen? What we're assuming is that there is good and bad in the world.
Okay.
Which is something that that I want us to see is that we think if God is good, then why does these bad things happen? Is we're actually assuming in that there is a God. And that he may be good, that we're actually feeling that, because if the existence of bad and tragic evil things for us, if we're saying because these things are happening, I don't believe in God.
Yep,
we're kind of messing ourselves up in the process of reason there, if that makes sense. Because if we're assuming that there is an actual good and bad in the world, that there has to be someone that actually creates a moral code. So if we're assuming there's a moral code that there is good and bad, there has to be a moral law.
There's got to be an origin of that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
There's got to be a source of it.
So the existence of actual good and bad, and if we're having to deal with what is bad or evil, it doesn't disprove that God is real or if he's actually in existence. The crazy part is the evil and our ability to understand good and evil, it actually proves his existence, which is a tough thing to get our mind around, I think.
That's interesting.
But I think the bigger question there is, if God exists, like, is he good? Like, is he actually good by allowing this stuff to happen? And I think that comes back to us really trying to figure out God's character. Because if he is good, then why isn't he stopping this? and I don't want to oversimplify this, and Ryan, you can help me unpack this, but
sure.
I think it comes down to the fact that the tragedies that we're talking about, they were done by human beings
right.
who made a choice to be selfish and to be, in my opinion, evil. Mm. And the reason they're able to do that, I believe, is because God created this world. The fabric and the very essence of our world is love, because he is love. And so for love to exist, the ability and the freedom to make our own choices has to exist.
Yeah.
And that is an amazing, amazing risk, I think, that God made in creating our world with love, is that he allowed and created the opportunity for us not to choose it. And I think that's what we see when we see these attacks.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, this is all, I think, like you said, it's philosophical. There's a spiritual element to it. There's an intellectual side to it. And I just want to honor whoever asked that question.
Yeah.
Because I think it is a raw and very honest question that sometimes that when things do go awry in our world, either in our personal life or in the world around us, we do want to look for hope. We want to say, what is the silver lining? What is the redemptive factor in this that is going to make things okay in the end?
Yeah.
And I think in a way that, yes, God is aware of these things that are happening, but it is not God causing it
Correct.
To happen. Yeah. You know, and I think that's your point, that it's like, no, this was, you know, who's responsible in this? The person who strapped a bomb to themselves and blew themselves up for some twisted ideology. That's who's responsible for it.
Yeah.
You know, if we're trying to find one culprit, let's not point the finger to God that he just stood by and let this happen.
Yeah.
It's the fact that the world is as twisted as it is and evil as it is at times that these things can happen. Now, in the Christian thought and in the Christian belief, it's like, this is going to get solved. As a matter of fact, sin has been dealt with 2,000 years ago on the cross. Yet, we're in this in-between waiting for God to come back through his son Jesus. So there's a lot in there. I don't know if that answered the question that listener had, but we, again, with what we're doing, we do not say that we have all the answers. You know, we want to be on this search and discovery process with you all. So follow us on Instagram, follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, at Radio Theology. We've got a great podcast on iTunes. You can download that, The Radio Theology. And keep sending us your questions,
Absolutely.
Because we're learning stuff, too, as we dive into them with you.
And if I'm going to dive a little bit deeper into this during today's Thought of the Morning. So stick around and get that. Or if you miss it, download it on the podcast this week as we delve a little deeper into this question. But thanks for sending it in. This is Radio Theology on 99.5 ZPL.
This is Radio Theology with Pub Pastor Darren on 99.5 ZPL.
Welcome back to Radio Theology on 99.5 ZPL. We are your weekly dose of faith, hope, love, and the hits. So stoked that you joined us today. And please join us tonight down on the Region's rooftop. We'll be there for Encore on the Roof from 4 to 10 p.m. It's a great party. You don't want to miss it. And we're purple tonight for Prince. We're going to have a Prince kind of 80s vibe tonight.
Well, I like that.
Yeah, don't miss it. Check it out, Encore on the Roof on Facebook if you want more information. Each and every morning on Radio Theology, I do my best to give you a little thought of the day that maybe stirs your heart, maybe your mind, maybe your soul. And today, we're jumping off of actually one of the questions we got in our Ask a Pastor segment, which is a pretty intense question, was basically, why does God keep letting bad things happen in our world, like terrorist attacks? If he's a good God, then how come all these senseless tragedies keep taking place? And that was the Ask a Pastor question, and I worked my answer, I guess, into today's Thought of the Day. So let's jump in.
Now, the Radio Theology Thought of the Night.
So it's a great question. The question that was asked this week in the Ask a Pastor segment is something that I think so many of you listening right now have thought. And if you've never thought it, I bet you, as I read it, you felt it somewhere deep in your heart. But there are two assumptions being made in this question, and I find that often, if we actually ask questions about the questions we're asking, it oftentimes leads us to the truth. First, in asking the question, we're assuming that we know what's good and we know what's bad. Second assumption that we're asking is, if God is good, then is his main job to basically just keep bad things from happening? Let's take a look at the first assumption first. How do we know that what's happening in these terrorist attacks is bad? Where does that sense of a moral code of right and wrong come from? Well, I've been recently reading a book by an author and a pastor named Tim Keller. It's called Making Sense of God, and it's really helped me out with some of these questions. In his book, he says this:
How then can we tell if a human being is good or bad? Only if we know our purpose, what human life is for. If you don't know the answer to that, then you can never determine good and bad human behavior. If, as in the secular view or a view that doesn't believe in God, we have not been made for a purpose, then it is futile to even try to talk about moral good or evil. What Tim Keller is trying to say is that we sense this moral code of right and wrong because there is a moral code. And if there is a moral code, there needs to be a moral code giver. Could it be that actually sensing that there should be a right or wrong in the world actually point more to the existence of God, not less? Because it was God that created us for a purpose and on purpose. And that purpose is to love. We are to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. We get this understanding, actually, from the Bible. So if there is good and bad because God created us to love, then why is God allowing things like this to happen? These tragedies, these terrorist attacks, these things that make no sense to us. Why doesn't he just stop people from making bad decisions? Now, I'm in no way trying to oversimplify my answer, but it comes down to one word, love. The Bible teaches us that God is love. For love to exist, the freedom to choose love must also exist. God loves the world so much that he has given us the freedom to choose not to love him back. We are free to do whatever we please. But the problem with that freedom is that apart from God's love, we choose some amazingly selfish and evil things. So why does God allow people to make these evil decisions? Because he loves that person doing them so much that he's honoring their ability to be free. Unfortunately and tragically, they are choosing great selfishness and great evil. So God's love gives us the freedom to make terrible choices. Then I want to know if that's the truth, but I got to know this. Where is he when these choices are being made? And if you want to picture the understanding of the heart of God during these moments of pain and tragedy, we need to look no further than the life of Jesus when he was on earth. How did Jesus emotionally respond to the pain and suffering of the people he loved? And what did he do to fix it or redeem that pain? If you look in the story of Jesus' interaction with Mary and Martha and their brother Lazarus when he died, in that story, we have the shortest but possibly the most powerful scripture in the Bible. It's just two words. Jesus wept. When Jesus saw the pain that death and tragedy brought to people he loved, it moved him to the core of his being, and he wept. When these things are happening, friends, God is not a passive and indifferent bystander when we face and experience this pain. His love for us moves him to the deepest core of his being. And in fact, it was his love that moved him to come to earth himself and lay down his life for us. The sacrifice and suffering of Jesus provides for us forgiveness and a redemption from actual and eternal life and actually provide meaning in the midst of suffering and ultimate justice after. If your heart breaks, friend, when you see evil, it's because you were created for purpose and for purpose. And that purpose is to love God, to love others. When you see evil and tragedy and your heart breaks, just know that it is proof that you were created in the image of God. Because when he sees humanity not choosing to love, his heart breaks as well. And that was Radio Theology, Thought of the Day.